Good morning, everybody. This is the Fishman Ministry, South Carolina, and this is our Sunday morning service. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, everybody. Whew. How y'all doing this morning? Good. Good. You know, I've been listening to revivals from last week or the week before. I've also been listening to these past revivals. One of the things that has been certainly a definite message to me is servitude. The servitude. Absolutely laying down your life to do His will. Absolutely laying it all down to do His will. And what that means. You know, I think before this week I kind of had an idea what that means. Been much clearer this past week of really what that means. That means holding nothing back. That means laying it all down. Holding on to nothing but the Lord. And it's been an interesting week for me. Praise the Lord. But I want to, and I was praying this morning, one of the things that I was thinking of is, I think it's 1 Peter 4. And I know we've been over this. I know I've gone over this many times. But I need to go over it again. And again. And again. And it says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." Says, arm yourselves with the like mind as Christ. And what did Christ do but have perfect obedience to the Father? Perfect obedience in the Father. He was not about His business at all. He was all about the Father's business. Father's will. And you know, I look at, you go to Luke, and if you hate not your brother, mother, sister, yea, and your own life also, you cannot be my disciple. And see, Jesus was the perfect example of that. You know, and if we're going to come after Him, and if we are His body, we will be doing the same thing. We will be doing the same thing. And if we're not, you're not His disciple. And that's just the truth of it. That's just the truth of it. And I look. I do that examination. I look at myself. And I repent. I repent because I know I have not been there. I know I have a long way to go. But it comes down to a choice. What are you going to do? Are you going to serve the Lord? Or are you going to serve yourself? Serve the flesh? Serve that nagging thing that's on your back? Or are you going to lay it down and do His? I mean, it's really, it's what it is. And I look at that and I go, and man, you know, if I am not laying down my life to do His will, if I'm not arming myself with the same mind, it is good for nothing. It doesn't serve anybody anything. It doesn't do my family any good. It doesn't do you guys any good. It doesn't come when I come in contact with people, it doesn't do them any good. Unless I'm about doing the Lord's will. And we have that opportunity every day. Every day. And He has given us everything we need to do just that. Everything. And we are sitting here yet with no excuse on it. Let's go to verse 2. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. You know, we have that testimony of Jesus Christ. We have that testimony of what God has done in our life. It's about every single one of us has that testimony. But what do we do with it? The children of Israel had that testimony, did they not? Man, the plagues that came on Pharaoh and Egypt, the Red Sea opening up, the sky rained food for them to eat. They had everything they needed. They had the testimony of the Lord. But what did they prefer when they were done? They still walked in unbelief. They still griped. They still moaned. They still murmured. None of it was good enough. They didn't use that testimony of the Lord to glorify Him. We have those testimonies so that we can walk as He walked. We have those testimonies that we have confidence in Him to glorify Him. That's what He was about. I mean, Jesus was about glorifying the Father all the time. He was not about His own business. And that's what we should be about. But are we? My big question. You know, those testimonies aren't for us to just go, oh, thanks, Lord, I needed that. Now I'm going to go about my merry business. No. Those testimonies are so you can go out. You know the Lord's good. And when you see that person in the ditch saying, you know the Lord's good and you don't have to stay there. Look what the Lord's done for me, man. And if He did it for me, He can do it for you. The Lord's good. And He loves you. How could we know the Lord's will? Well, one, that's... what does it say? You read the Word. What does it say? Love God, love one another. Which is what? A choice. You know what that is? That's simply preferring others before yourself. That's what that is. So I look at that and I go, I look at the talents. Remember that parable? Somebody bring me that parable of the talents of what they did. You know, one was given 10 talents and he gained another 10 talents. One gave 5 talents and he gave another 5 talents. And one had one talent and he went and hid in the dirt. Then he judged the Lord about it, said, "Well, I know you're a hard man." It's like, man, I should have put that talent in the bank. Matthew 25, thank you. Let's read that. Didn't think I was going there this morning, but praise God. Matthew 25:14. Is that right, Lisa? Thank you, Lisa. "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his own ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged it in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, 'Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more.' His Lord said unto him, 'Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.' He also that had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I gained 2 other talents beside them.' His Lord said unto him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.' Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast thou, lo, there thou hast that is thine.' His Lord answered and said unto him, 'Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gathered where I have not strawed? Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money into the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury, that is interest. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall it be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" You know, and I look at that story, and I'm going, the Lord has done marvelous, marvelous things in my life. Oh my gosh. And people try to give me credit for it, which just grades against me. Man, it just frustrates me. Have you not heard what I said? This is what the Lord has done. It's hard for them to get that. It really is. And a lot of it is the people that are church going, "Yeah, but you've been, let me stroke you and tell you how good of a job you've done." No! No, you don't get it. I turned, I repented, and He was graceful to me. He was graceful to me. I didn't do anything to deserve it. What I deserve is hell, death, and destruction. That's what I deserve. So I look at that talent He's given me. I look at what He has done for me. I look at that testimony that He has for me. What am I doing with it? Am I glorifying God with it? Or am I just using it to just my own benefit? Which is for good for nothing. That's the same as me just burying that talent and putting it in dirt. So what'd you do with what I've given you, Philip, when he comes? Oh, it's down here. I didn't do anything with it. It's right here. What are you doing? What are you doing? Well, you know, praise God, we got this message here today so we can have the accountability being brought to us now before it's too late. Amen?
What was the third one missing that the first two had?
Third one was missing that the first two had? I don't know, Paul. Answer that for me. Paul said they had a heart to please the master. Paul is asking, what did the first two have that the third one didn't?
Third one operated out of fear.
Third one operated out of fear. The other ones wanted to please the master.
He just wanted to keep from having it beaten.
He just wanted to keep from having it beaten, Paul says. Amen. Thank you, Paul. So I'm looking at that. And then, you know, I've been hearing these past revivals. And what does that mean to serve the Lord? That means laying down your life. I know, remember Steve was giving an example about, you know, Davey going to the bathroom and he was saying, "Well, I'm coming through." And he's like, "Oh, God, I gotta get off this dump. I gotta get off the toilet. He's coming." And you know, he gave the example of what many of us would probably do. "Hold on, I'm using the bathroom." Is that a servant's attitude? You know, I look at that stuck with me, guys. I don't know about you, but that stuck with me. And I look at my life and I look at the, how many times, "Well, I'm busy right now." Well, great servant attitude. That is not laying down my life, is it? I mean, utterly, utterly taken in everything you're given. I mean, as you serve your bosses throughout the day, as you serve your authorities here in the church ministry, as you have your direction to go, what do you do with it? What's your attitude about it? Do you serve it as unto the Lord? At a drop of a hat, drop what you're doing to grab that call that He's called you to? Or we're just too busy doing what we need to be doing, what we want to be doing. You know, let's not kid ourselves. Let's not kid ourselves here. So what that means really opened up to me. Serve the Lord. Laying down your life. That brought a whole new light to me. And it's serious business. I mean, look, guys. We have everlasting life with Jesus Christ in heaven. Or we have the lake of fire. Which one will we want to go to? And you know, we have this opportunity right now to learn how to be obedient, be perfect in love. And what does that mean? Is it going to be having perfect obedience to the Father? And we have that opportunity every day at work, with our authorities, with our families. We have that opportunity daily to learn that. Because I tell you, when you enter in, it's going to be perfect obedience. That's how it's going to be in the kingdom of heaven. And if we don't learn that now, what makes you think you're going to have it when you get there? It's not going to be put up with. When you're there, it won't happen. It won't. So now is the time. Now is the time to get serious about the Lord and His business. Now it's the time to put off this flesh and to be about the will of God. Putting off what? The lust of men and doing the will of God. Now is the time. And if we're not doing that, we're good for nothing. If we're not about glorifying Him and loving one another, we're good for nothing. So I challenge you. I challenge all of us to examine ourselves and to see what we're doing. Go to the Lord. Repent before the Lord and ask the Lord, show me, Lord, what's getting in between You and me. Show me that I can get rid of it and mean it and hang on and use Your authorities. Get past it. Throw it down. Have nothing to do with it. Don't let this flesh and your lust get in the way of you serving the Lord and keeping you from eternal life in Him. Don't let it happen. It will be ugly if you do. And I'm telling you this because I love you. And I'm telling you this because I need to hear it. And the Lord's good to give it to us. It's an eye opener. Praise God. Praise God. And the Lord's good. That's the thing. If you turn, if you humble yourself, if you cast those things out, the freedom that He has for you, the joy that He has for you. You ever been in that spot, man, where nothing else matters but the Lord? Where you're just serving Him and none of these worries, none of this stuff has no hold on you. It's the most joyous place in the world. Because it's not of this world. It's of His kingdom. There's nothing greater than the presence of the Lord. And when it's all about Him, all it is love and joy. And that's what I want to be. I want to be one of those two guys that I read about that the Lord says, enter in that good and faithful servant, or enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what we're called to be. And it's up to us if we're going to do it. It's up to us. With that, I'll let Paul. I'm done.
Testimony can easily be that guy Ricky was talking to who said, you know, heaven's all about the Lord, and I can't, it's not just me going there to drink beer and fish. Why would I want to be there? Sad. Sometimes the Lord shows me things in threes, and this is one of those interesting things. The guy with the one talent and Saul and the people in Matthew 7, 21 through 24, they all really came with the same thing. They said, you know, we've done the word of the Lord, we performed the word of the Lord. And the Lord's testimony back to him is, that one talent you had, give it to one with 10. And the word of the Lord to Saul was the bleeding of the sheep that I hear. What is that? You haven't done the word of the Lord. And Matthew 7:21-24, is depart from me, I never knew you. Even those things that you think you've got right, and that you may have been getting stroked for how, what a great person you are. What a great preacher you are. What a great... What a great tire jockey you are. You know, what a great house cleaner you are. Even that which you think you have will be taken away. It's all about where your heart is. Your heart, the heart of the one with the 5 talents, the heart of the one with the 10 talents was to be profitable to the master. A third one was scared of doing the wrong thing. What we have here is a time. It's a time of what you know, Brad would refer to. This is a mulligan time. We have an opportunity here where James chapter 1 says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. The trying of your faith worketh patience. You have the opportunity here to, without fear, go forth and fail. You can go forth and fail and go forth and fail and learn what it takes to be of the heart and the mind of pleasing the Lord. Because you've got grace to operate in. When you have children, you try to teach them what it takes to please the parents, please the father. In the world, they do that to keep society from rejecting them when they become adults. In the kingdom of God, we do it so that they will learn how to be obedient to the Father. So that they don't go to hell. So that they don't fall from grace. Once they get there, they can stay there. It's going to stink to be if you get there and you can't stay there. Why should you expect to be able to stay there? Lucifer was the archangel. He was responsible to bring the oracles of God to the earth. And he fell. What makes you think that you can't suffer the same thing? The arrogance and the pride that I deserve better than this. I can be like him. The first commandment blows away. I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God. You shall have none other God but me. Right. You're doing a better job than that than I was. That's okay. We have, of necessity, it is a necessity that our ministry be to teach those of you who come to us for ministry to be able to be obedient to those you can see so that you can learn to serve those you can't see successfully. That's the whole purpose of this. What we're doing here in this life, on this earth, is to learn to get it right while there's grace to cover our stupidity and our flaws and our failings. I wasn't sure how I was going to get there, but we'll see. What do I want to go to first? 1 John chapter 1. I had a different attitude about this. And made me smile and think, gosh, John is a nice guy. And then he throws this in here, and I think on it a while, and I'm going, oh, me. All right. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him also ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. How did Jesus walk? All he was about was the business of the Father. Therefore, as he walked around, he healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out devils. And what was making me warm and fuzzy suddenly is not so warm and fuzzy. It becomes a challenge. It's a challenge to all of us. And one of the things that he was operating in was perfect humility. It's, I didn't do anything here, it came from the Father. I didn't do anything here, it came from the Father. It isn't because I'm good, it's because he's good. I only said what he gave me to say, only did what he gave me to do. First Peter 4, and Phil almost took this one from me too. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Why is it that the righteous are scarcely saved? What is it that makes this a difficult process? What makes this a difficult process? If we're full of ourselves, man. Even the ones who look like they belong in a church, and they've been doing it a long time, and the church is paying them well, and they're driving around in a Cadillac with a license tag that says clergy on it. Look like they belong in a church. You get to be full of yourself. You can't be full of yourself and full of the Lord. Can't do it. And let me find out where in proximity to this James is. It's in the other direction. There we go. This is one that ought to be one of the really worn down pages in the Bible. It is. This is the nut. This is the nut of how we are right here. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have, and you cannot obtain. You fight and you war, and you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it on your lust. And how many times in John and 1 John and does he say, you ask anything believing, and if you walk like he walked, if you walk like Jesus walked, how much did he get? How much did he ask for he didn't get? And he didn't just give us a second witness or third witness. He says it's 7, 8, 10, 12 times. That same phrase. Listen, the provision of the Lord is full and complete and abundant to those that are about His business. But you can be the one who loses the talent he had. Which one you want to be? Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Are you the enemy of God? Are you trying to get stroked out there by what other people think of you? When the only opinion that matters of you is the Lord's opinion? And, you know, if you've come into submission and subjection to the Lord and His ways, those that are ordained to watch out for you before the Lord, their opinions matter. They're the ones that you have been placed there so you can learn service, so you can learn how to be obedient, so that you can learn how to stay with Him when you get there. When you get to His, your inheritance, can you keep it? Or are you going to lose it to the enemy? You've got to walk as He walked. Do you think the Scripture saith, in vain the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? We want what we want. We see what somebody else has got and we want that too. But He giveth more grace. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but give grace unto the humble. Was Jesus proud? If you're going to walk like He walked. Listen, nothing. This wasn't me, this was the Father's. The Father gave it to me, I did it. He was about the Father's business. If you're going to walk like He walked, you've got to be about the Father's business. You've got to learn to make your will His will. What pleases you pleases Him. That's mortifying the deeds of the flesh. That's Colossians. It's how this works. I'm tempted to leave it here, but it's just too good. The first part of this chapter 4 is an indictment and brings you up short, and the last half of it is extension of grace and mercy. But He giveth more grace. Wherefore He said, God resisteth the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. If He's resisting you, you need to check your pride at the door. Didn't do any of this of myself, but the Father gave to me to do. And those that He gave me, I've taken care of, and I have delivered them. John 14:15-16 and 17. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. The devil can't stand a little resistance. Can't stand the light. That's right. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Flee. Let's not sit there and wait until this gets over with. That's getting your feet in gear and running. Fleeing is with speed and intent leaving the place you're at. Draw nigh unto God, and He'll draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify ye hearts, ye double-minded. What's in your hearts needs to be purified. Unbelief. You got to doubt the doubt. All right, let's go to Luke 15. I usually don't come with this much. We'll see what happens here. Start with 11. A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Give me a portion of goods that falls to me," and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. There's some of us in this room that are really good at wasting our substance with riotous living. We've done that. We've been there and we've done that. We had a zeal for wasting our substance. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him to his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. He would have been happy to eat the corn husks. And he was feeding to the swine. But he couldn't get anybody to part with him. When he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare? That have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. How stupid is this? I can go beg my father for a job, and I can serve him, and I can be in better shape than this." I will rise and go to my father, and will say unto him, "Do you think that's a humiliating experience?" It's a humiliating experience you don't have to go through if you choose to humble yourself. If you can take and operate in what we just read out of James, "I will rise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found,' that they may begin to be merry." And they began to be merry. This is the grace of the Lord towards us. We've been about ourselves and pleasing ourselves and acquiring to ourselves. We're about being stroked by others and told how good we are. The love of the Father to you is to show you how to learn to be able to stay in the inheritance, to keep and acquire the inheritance of the kingdom of God, and to learn to be obedient, to prosper you and your children and your children's children. To learn to please Him, to resist the enemy, to have the enemy flee before you. Because this is the operation of the kingdom of God. This is walking as Jesus walked. This stuff happens. And it is a legacy. And you and your family can be blessed by it and walk in it. If it's about Him, it's ultimately prosperous for you. Because His provision is total and His love is perfect. And His grace is everlasting. My son was dead and is now alive. How many people through the ages have been the son that came back to life and recognized their folly and fell on their face in humility and said, "Lord, I've screwed up." And He had the compassion and said, "Welcome back, my son. Welcome back." If you don't know that today, get it done. And remember, this train has started moving again. And it's going to be those who are about the Father's business are going to prosper and be fruitful in the kingdom of God. And that is all. The cons aren't going to work anymore. You're going to separate yourself as sheep from the goats by showing your willingness and desire and perseverance and diligence at learning to please the Father. And you know the rest of that stuff that Jesus tells you is going to happen when that happens is the world's going to hate you for it. But they hated me first. And you have this confidence. You have my peace and my comfort that I sent you. And the world, you have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. He can overcome the worldliness that's in your heart and the pride and the arrogance. If you just ask Him to, if you humiliate yourself and ask Him to. I'm done, Brad.
Vermont's on right after us,
and we're going to be cut off by the computer here pretty quick. So there you go.